Good evening, everyone. It's VR Podcasting Paul Hopkins here, and I am using BossChock and the very latest beta of 1.4. I'm sure that this is going to get released soon. There's some nice little voiceover fixes. It's getting actually way more technical than when I first started speaking to Ed and Dave, who are the app developers for this wonderful app. They're getting into voiceover in a much more detailed way than I ever could as an end user, and I thank them for that. So we've got some really stuff under the hood, as they would say. The reason there is no music or anything today is because someone was saying to me, I read on Twitter, not sure if they said it to me now or not, but directly, but basically that BossChock was really too much for them because they didn't want their audio booths and whatever to be too professional. So I'm recording without anything now, just to show you that, you know, you can fade your mic in. You can fade it back out. It's okay, I haven't gone yet. And you can fade it back in again. And, you know, at the very least, you get audio that fades in and out quite nicely. And if that's the only thing you do, then it's probably worth having BossChock for, really. So I thought, well, I'll just cover that and say, you know, you could still use BossChock because you can still publish it to a wide variety of different, your audio to a wide variety of different places. And then I thought I'd tell you about my day. So I got up today and the alarm woke me up and I thought, oh my goodness, I'm just going to be so late if I'm not careful. So I had to get up and really only had time to brush my teeth. And then, of course, it was time to start getting breakfast ready. So I thought I'd better have some toast. Oh, and I ran the sink at the same time because, you know, I probably needed some water. And then I thought I'd better get out and get going to work. Oh, dear. What do you know? Crash your car, so I thought, oh dear, I haven't got time to do anything, so I thought, I don't want to stop. So, off I went. Maybe I shouldn't have done. And then I just thought, you know what, after my breakfast, I was getting a little bit, you know, of the gastro indigestion, and it was causing me to... a lot. You know... there's my little day, really. Very unprofessional. I can't stop the burp. Oh, it's gone now. Excellent. So, really, that's just a very, 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 very silly way of demonstrating that you can do anything with BossChock in terms of on-the-fly broadcasting. And, of course, none of that was true. I don't brush my teeth. I do drive cars dangerously. And I never burp. That's the only thing that's not true about me. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this very silly audio mo, and that's what it was. And for those of you that are thinking about, do I want BossChock, do I not want BossChock, just get it, and you'll probably find that you'll just migrate to using it in whatever way suits you. That's all we've got time for today. Well, it isn't. I could go on for a little while, but I think I'm done. And I'm out of here. So you guys enjoy the rest of your evening, and I will speak to you very, very soon. This has been Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting. Over and out.